barbarian populations, modern civilization has been confronted to a degree hitherto unknown in human history. With the complex problem of sustaining human life in surroundings and under conditions flagrantly dysgenic, the program, as I believe all competent authorities in contemporary philanthropy and organized charity would agree, has been altered in aim and purpose. It was first the outgrowth of humanitarian and altruistic idealism, perhaps not devoid of a strain of sentimentalism, of an idealism that was aroused by a desperate picture of human misery intensified by the Industrial Revolution.